Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, your daily dose of strength, resilience, and balance. I'm Madison Lane, your trusty guide on this journey towards inner peace. And let me tell you, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? The to-do list is a mile long, deadlines are looming, notifications are popping off faster than fireworks on the 4th of July. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of have-tos? You know that feeling when your brain is buzzing with a thousand thoughts and your shoulders are practically touching your ears? That's overwhelm, my friends, and it's something we all face. But guess what? We don't have to be its victims. Today, we're diving deep into the art of managing overwhelm with ease. Think of this as your secret weapon for navigating life's chaos with grace and a whole lot of calmness. Ready to unlock that inner zen? Let's break down five key takeaways that will revolutionize your approach to overwhelm. Firstly, we need to recognize that busy isn't always better. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle culture, feeling like we need to be constantly on the go, checking things off our list. But guess what? True productivity comes from focused effort, not frantic activity. Take a moment to really assess your priorities. What truly matters? What can wait? Sometimes, saying no is the most powerful way to protect your time and energy. Remember, it's okay to put your oxygen mask on first. Secondly, let's talk about that sneaky little voice in our head, our inner critic. You know, the one that whispers doubts, amplifies anxieties, and throws a party when we make a mistake? That critic loves to fuel overwhelm. So how do we combat it? Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a friend struggling through a tough time. Remember, imperfections are part of the human experience. Embrace them, learn from them, and move on. Thirdly, breathe, people. Seriously, take a few deep breaths right now. When we feel overwhelmed, our nervous system goes into overdrive. Deep, intentional breaths can calm that storm, bringing a sense of grounding and clarity. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. Make time for mindfulness throughout your day. Even just 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a world of difference. Now, let's get practical. Number four, break down those big tasks. Ever stared at a massive project and felt paralyzed by its sheer size? We've all been there. The key is to chunk it down into smaller, manageable steps. Think of it like baking a cake. You don't try to mix everything together in one giant bowl. You follow the recipe step by step, enjoying each stage along the way. And finally, remember that you are not alone. We're all navigating this crazy ride together. Lean on your support system, connect with loved ones who uplift and inspire you, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and remind you that there is strength in vulnerability. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at work, deadlines are piling up, emails are flooding your inbox, and that looming presentation feels like Mount Everest. You feel that familiar knot of tension in your chest, your mind racing, and suddenly, the urge to just run away and hide is overwhelming. But wait, remember our five key takeaways. Recognize that busy isn't always better, silence that inner critic with self-compassion, take a few deep breaths to calm your nervous system, break down those big tasks into smaller steps, and know that you're not alone in this journey. Now, instead of panicking, you calmly prioritize your to-do list, schedule time for focused work sessions, remind yourself that mistakes are learning opportunities, and reach out to a colleague for support. You tackle those tasks with newfound clarity and confidence, feeling empowered rather than overwhelmed. See? We can do this. So, my incredible listeners, remember these powerful insights. Prioritize, be kind to yourself, breathe deeply, break it down, and never underestimate the power of connection. Now go out there and rock your day with a newfound sense of ease and inner strength. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of stoic wisdom. Join the conversation on social media using hashtag BuildYourStoicCore. Let's create a community of support and resilience together. Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay balanced, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.